If my body were a living room, I would air it out multiple times a day. Open my mouth wide, only to feel my teeth, the curtains of my living room body, gently sway in the breeze of my deep breaths. If my body were a living room, my memories would be the books on my shelves, some old and dusty and almost forgotten. Others would be new, with sharp edges, paper cut into soft skin. Some books would have vivid illustrations and happy endings. Others would be heavy, weighing down the whole bookcase of my insides, threatening to tear down my identity-supporting wall. If my body were a living room, my skin would be the windows, the thin sheets of pores that shelter and connect my living room body with the outside. I only open my skin windows to empty my sweat canals and overflowing tear tracts onto the street. If my body were a living room, would I have to pay rent? Utilities I would cover. For water consumption, I would gulp down jugs of juice, take long, steamy showers. I would eat regularly, as to not run out of energy. But rent? Would I own my living room body, or would I just be another temporary tenant? If my body were a living room, maybe I would pay rent to the microbes inhabiting my gut. Perhaps microbes would be my landlord. I believe they would own my living room body more than I would own their gut. I hope my microbe landlord does not evict me from my living room body. If my body were a living room, I would invite people over often. I would hope that my guests know to take their shoes off at the door, and that they do not outstay their welcome, that they won't be tempted to squat inside of me. There are no locks on the doors in my living room body, because I wish to trust my neighbors, and the microbe landlords do not carry keys.